Well, it doesn't get any bigger than Champions League round of 16 now. Bayer Leverkusen 0, Atletico Madrid 2, Manchester City 1-1 with Monaco. Two big games. Andy Pascalidis, good morning, buddy.
Okay, Jimmy, yeah, cracking game. I've been watching a bit of the Man City Monaco game. It's 1-1. Aguero's just been booked for simulation and it looked like he was brought down in the box. Really open game. Sterling in the 26th. Falcao equalised 6 minutes later, but Atletico Madrid are taking it to another level in Germany, up 2-0. Their goals coming in the 17th and 25th. And tomorrow, Porto at $3.40 at home to Juventus. Porto's home record is phenomenal in Portugal. 11 wins, 1 draw, no losses, conceding just 7 goals. And Juventus are first in Serie A, but they have lost 4 games away in Serie A. So, look, Juventus are favoured. But I'm going to go for the outsider in Porto. Sevilla at home to Leicester. Well, we know what the story's likely to be there, given that Leicester has only been able to draw 3 times and suffered 10 losses in 13 Premiership games away from home.
Yeah. So, okay, so you're tipping Porto. Who are you tipping?
The upset.
Yep, the upset.
Sevilla.
You're going to tip the favourites there in Sevilla.
Other live football, English League Championship now. Some Socceroos in action here. Huddersfield Town 0-0 with Reading at the 37-minute mark.
Yeah, and Aaron Moy starting. This is a big game. It's third v fourth. You know, Huddersfield are 7 points behind Brighton, so they need to get the 3 points at home. Aaron hasn't had a chance yet, Aaron Moy, although he's averaging more successful passes per 90 minutes than players like David Silva, Busquets and Cruz, and even creating more chances than Pogba, Juan Mata and Iniesta, and the stats that have just come through from Europe. Jackson Irvine, Burton Albion, he's there. They're at the moment at Derby. That's 0-0, so no goals in those ones. And surprisingly, Massimo Luongo is on the bench for QPR in a real dogfight, 16th QPR against Wigan, who are 22nd. It's 1-1 in that game at the moment.
Mate, what happened? I mean, the scoreline surprised me last night. The Western Sydney Wanderers, Tony Popovich with 6 or 7 changes from the game from the weekend.
All second-half goals too.
Yeah, 4-0. Yeah. It was 0-0 half-time.
Yeah, it went to, it was a disaster, wasn't it? I mean, there's a period there, 3 of those 4 goals came in about 12 minutes. Look, he made a lot of changes. You've got to expect that with a trip to Perth to come on Saturday night, then away in Shanghai next week, where Shanghai got up 1-0 away to FC Seoul with 10 men in the end for 30 minutes. Hulk, have a look at the goal Hulk scored yesterday. That's scary. The Japanese Giants, you know, might be pre-season for them, but, geez, they're a quality team, favoured to win this group. And at the same time, up in Brisbane, a depleted Brisbane kicked off their campaign with a 0-0 draw against Wangtong United, a Thai side that features 7 national team players. Tonight, Adelaide Outsiders against Gamba. Gamba at 2.20. Adelaide, the home team, at $3.10.
No Eugene Galekovic for that one either. Now, Piegate, we've been talking about it, the roly-poly goalie. More news on that, Andy?
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? You know, it was so funny to see that happen. Yes, I was thinking, he's a classic guy, isn't he? Wayne Shaw, he's the reserve keeper. He's 46 years old, 127 kilos. He was snapped having a meat pie at halftime. He slips at the ground, cleans it, does everything there. But apparently, bookmaker Sunbet's offered odds of 8-1 on him to eat a pie during the game.
Yeah.
So,
have a bit of spare cash to...
Gary Lineker has posted a great tweet. A pie gate. Really? Come on. FFS, he's tweeted this morning. But, mate, at the end of the day... That's going against everything that's required of a professional footballer.
Oh, well, he doesn't look too much like a professional footballer to me.